What's going on, man? Are we running out of time already? Oh, it's just the song. Yeah, it's the movie time. Oh, I think we're out of time. Because remember last time God got mad, Gary? It was the flood. But I think it says, well, you'd never do that again, right? Kind of felt bad. This time it's fire. Oh, wait. Jesus saved us all. Jesus gave us freedom to choose who we wanted to be, and then the judgment day. No, oh, you mean that doesn't count? Not in far right land. I'm just saying, these are the things that they preach to believe in, but I don't practice it at all. And I know plenty of good people of faith that practice what they don't preach, but how they actually walk and live their lives, that goes a lot farther than preaching. Yeah? Like that damn church outside of Stoughton says, good fathers matter. Oh, is that in response? Oh, I get it. So they're white fathers probably, huh? Are those good fathers? Huh? And the same God that believes that marijuana is a devil, but alcohol's pretty good, huh? A lot of death associated with Oh, I don't know. How many times do we have to repeat ourselves? Hey, instead of repeating ourselves, I'm going to welcome Tom to the show, and I think I was waiting for you.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Not too bad.
Good. Yeah, you said you wanted a phone that could call in. Well, now you got one.
Yeah, there's only two people listening, you and Gary.
That's all right. Gary at least is a nice Republican.
Right.
So I'm a German-American, so I was pretty much born and raised in Berlin. Actually, I was born in East Berlin, so I know a little bit about communism as well.
I guess.
And then in my 30s, in 2005, I came to the U.S. because of a woman, as it usually is. And I have to say, the first years were actually pretty cool in Wisconsin. I was impressed how progressive and modern it was, and then Scott Walker happened.
Yeah, right.
So,
you know, but blame us for letting it happen, because I, you know, it's hard to understand, Tom, except for if you're reading your Bible, you know that most people will be blinded to the truth in the end days, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm with you. I'm a recovered Lutheran. I was raised by a diehard Lutheran grandma, and then, well, pretty much when I started college, I fell off the bandwagon, you know? Mm-hmm. And interesting.
Good for you, man. Saved. You were saved that day.
Yeah, interesting to see is my kids as well. They're like 17 and 15 now. And they went to Lutheran school and everything, and like elementary, middle school. And my 17-year-old daughter, she like totally fell off the wagon. She starts thinking, and she's like, that's all garbage.
Right?
I hate to say
that, you know, these far-right people are developing young minds, but some children have that capability. In fact, most of them do, and that's why if we can get to it early, right? You don't teach kids to be racist or violent, right? What? Everybody knows that.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what's cool, too, is like since 2020, 2021, like traveling back to Europe and, like, you know, talking to friends and stuff, at least those dumb questions about Trump stuff, because for the 4 years he was in office, whenever I went back home or visit friends in England or Italy, it was always like, wow, what's with this idiot and blah, blah, blah. It was like more annoying as hell. It was like literally like the Inquisition. They wanted to know everything and anything. And at least that has stopped.
Well, I think he lied like 30 to 40,000 times while that's Guinness. That's a Guinness record for sure. No, I mean, even the worst dictators didn't lie as much as he did and as often. Of course, they didn't have the Twitter account while he's president to just sit on all day and all night and do nothing for the country. But he's just like Jesus.
Right. And the funny thing is, like, back in the days in Germany, everyone was laughing about Bush Jr. And everyone said, I doesn't get any dumber than that. And then, well, I guess America said, hold my beer.
Well, you know what? And while you guys were laughing, and I don't blame you, I was not too happy with the way things were going over here in America, but I did learn how to laugh like him. You know, just kind of through your nose a little bit, like a little monkey.
Yeah, he was just a puppet. And, well, Trump is more or less a puppet as well.
Well, sure.
But
and I'll go, you know what? I appreciate you calling in, and I'll go one further on that one. Yeah, how come we aren't blaming Biden for everything? After all, he is just the puppet this time. I'm sorry, people, but that's what our president is. The president can't do squat, okay? He can go out there and talk about it and try and get the country to move in that direction, which, you know, Biden's done that, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it his whole career before that. You know, we should have been working for the poor people because we're a Christian nation, right? What the hypocrisy of all of it. And the worst part about it is state and church separate. And so when these guys are having congressional hearings and they're talking about prayers and God, I'm like, oh, talk about a chalkboard hit. Those guys that, you know, if anybody was godless that founded this country, it was the founders, man, all of them, slave owners, you know, genocide of Native Americans. Again, you know, stop. You guys are, your lies, white guilt. No, I'm always embarrassed. You know, white embarrassment is what I experience a lot of. Not for myself, mind you. But for the rest of you honkies out there, is white boy Mike. You know, some people haven't lived. They don't have friends from different cultures and stuff. Jason, can you imagine that? In today's age of technology, and you know, they haven't seen Star Trek was more diverse than we are. Oh boy, wait till they get to space and they get to all the green ones and all the slimy ones and stuff. Then they'll what? They'll want to eliminate them too, I suppose.
I mean, look, man, I grew up in a little town in northeastern Wisconsin, and there wasn't any diversity there, you know, really. Like, we had hardly any.
I grew up in Stoughton, dude. Come on, 60s, 70s, you know. Once in a while, we'd have somebody that was a good athlete that was at the Martin Luther Jr. school there, right, yeah. That we had. You know, oh, he's on the football team, he's okay. But if a family moved in, I remember that a family moved in and they were on Main Street and,
yeah,
you know, rocks through the windows and they left. They left right away. And that was like in the 60s.
The one thing I was going to say, though, is that, so I grew up where there wasn't much diversity, but it doesn't mean I have to be afraid of people who are not the same color skin as me. I just don't get it. It's just basic human principles, man, and I don't understand how these things are embraced and just continue to perpetuate, and the flames are fanned. And
you're scared. Oh. I'm scared to meet people because, like, white people aren't scary.
Right. It's just nonsensical, man. I don't get it.
White people aren't scary. Oh, I guess you don't know critical race theory. I mean, history. Call it what it is. It's history. Stop labeling stuff with your CRT, you know. I'm so tired of that. It's like, you know, colors and acronyms are just not working out well. And neither are all caps and exclamation points. I think we're fading fast. That's why I'm like, when are we going to snap? Because, like, I know why I don't snap. Got some good stuff this week, man. Hey, you know what? I'm trying to not smoke one cigarette even, right?
That's good.
Yeah. Save some money and my lungs for more of that good stuff. Because that's where it's at. Oh, it kills pain. And how many people died again last week from smoking marijuana? Oh, yeah, none. How many people died from guns and automobiles and alcohol? Because that... I'm telling you, man, that the way people are driving, I'm just like, that's the one that's going to snap me. Somebody's going to hit me, and then I'm going to jump out and probably just, I won't even know what to do. It's kind of like when I see somebody do something cruel to an animal. It's just something happens to me, man. It's like I'm not supposed to even control it. You kicked a little puppy? Oh, bang. That's it.
Because you're a respecter of life.
Oh, well, I thought that we were put on this earth, again, created to, like, oversee and take care of all this stuff. Now people are like, oh, you know, there's bears out there. We got to have guns for that. Not if you didn't live where they're, you know, or we've destroyed our environment completely. Nobody cares anymore. It's like, I was looking again at the lack of trees. And then all these storms coming through and killing these really big, healthy trees and stuff. And I'm like, it's just getting worse. But wait, oh, didn't I say it was going to get worse every day, every hour, every minute? on this planet is getting worse until we do something about it. All I know is we only have, what, 15 more minutes or whatever to... Oh, okay, to... No, but I mean the rest of today's show. Oh, I see you again.
I thought you were talking end of life or end of days.
No, I...
Okay, no.
I can, nobody knows the day or time if
that's
you're
true.
A believer.
Yeah, that's true.
It just happens when it happens. And I'm okay with that. I don't want to know. It's like, don't look up. A pterodon! Ah!
Get back.